At some point, Tyler's got to tell us that story about I broke two ribs on a diving board. Like at some point, whenever we were talking about
on a diving board,
painful, man, painful.
Whenever they're talking about the rib issues for Justin Herbert, he said in my ear, "I broke two ribs on a diving board." Yeah, one day we're going to have to hear that.
Yeah, you need to be. You just need to keep 2 feet on the ground. Don't everything slow motion.
I mean, he's got a lot more injuries than I ever had.
No question. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I hear you. I said no question.
I
know your injury history.
No, I don't. He's got an ACL, two broken ribs. Never. None of that.
Yeah.
I don't even think you have that.
Knock on wood, bro. I've never had stitches.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Harold. First one.
That was the first time you ever had stitches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had stitches on my head. Playing jacks. Cracked my head wide open.
Well, you had stitches on your knee, too, when you had surgery.
Yeah. I've had stitches on my ass as well.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
True story.
The actual hole or your cheek?
Not the hole.
I'm in.
Okay,
the right butt cheek. I got a nice little scar on my right butt cheek.
I'm in on the ass, just real quick. I'm in on the ass stitches story, not in. I'm in on the ass.
Yeah, I got to clean this up a bit.
It's a big clarification.
Clean this up a bit. I'm going to sit this one out.
Who am I lying to? Yeah, I'm in about the ass. Anyway, injury report is out for the Texans. Here it is. It's the important pieces here. Malik Collins did not practice Wednesday. This is generally a full padded practice. Wednesday and Thursdays are the big practices during the week. He didn't practice. It says they have him listed with a knee issue. Jerry Hughes did not practice as well, but this seems to be related to rest, and it feels like this potentially may be something we see weekly with Jerry Hughes. Brevin Jordan did not practice with an ankle. And, Clint, we heard from Lovie Smith earlier today about that. And in a weird way, I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but he almost sounded it in a way of, hey, we got other guys back there potentially if he can't go. We're pretty happy with the room. This was Lovie talking about Brevin Jordan earlier.
Brevin's a heck of a football player, you know, and we have a few good football players out, but now it's about the next guy stepping up. We have a little bit of depth at that position. Aikens can step in and do some things. O.J. Howard, when he's gotten reps, of course he can, and we know what Pharaoh can do. So we still feel like we're okay. But we're missing, you know, a good football player right now.
Yeah, when he said, like, the way he said that made it seem like, you know, maybe the Brevin Jordan thing's a little bit more serious to potential of him not being able to play on Sunday. Maybe read too much into it, but he just talked about all the other spots in the position in that room there. Also, Kamu Crugier-Hill. He was limited with a neck issue. And then Davis Mills, he shows up on the injury report. He was a full participant, though, with a right thumb issue. So those are the ones that really jump out there, Clint. But two linebackers, because Blake Cashman with a hip was limited in practice as well. I know that jumped out to you, that two linebackers are on the injured list.
Yeah, look, I think that's something to just keep an eye on because, I mean, we saw last week of Kevin Pierre-Lewis went down, was carted off the field. Clearly, he's not able to play. Have we had a report on him exactly what the hell was wrong with him or what happened to him?
Who?
KPL, Kevin Pierre-Lewis.
I think it was a groin. Wasn't
okay.
It?
Well, he's – I mean, he obviously – the point is
check that, Cheryl.
In the linebacker room, he's obviously not going to be able to play. And so you look down and – now on a Wednesday afternoon, you've got two linebackers that are questionable, and so you're getting thin in that room. I mean, you got Jalen Reeves-Maben, you got Neville Hewitt, you got Garrett Wallow and Jake Hansen. So they've got bodies. A lot of them are guys that we haven't seen play much at all, if any, to be honest with you. We haven't seen play the linebacker position in the regular season yet. Now, I'm here for it. I'm here to see some guys that haven't played a whole hell of a lot. I'm here to figure out who these guys are. Garrett Wallow, Jake Hansen.
That's who I was thinking we would see a lot of, Garrett Wallow. They have been high on him since he's gotten here from TCU.
Yeah, I mean, this is the opportunity may present itself for him to get a little bit of run earlier in the season and actually get a lot of run on the defensive side of the football instead of being a predominantly special teams player. So that's been on. Lost a linebacker last week in the game. Two of them are questionable on a Wednesday afternoon. Not concerned, I mean, of any reason, but you keep an eye on those two linebackers. In terms of the injury report, that's the one that's concerning here because you're getting into some pretty serious depth if you've got one guy completely gone and then you got a couple of guys that are questionable. If one or both don't end up playing this week, then you got to get into some serious depth here.
Yeah, Brevin Jordan, Malik Collins, those guys, to look and see if they don't practice tomorrow. If they miss both Wednesday and Thursday practice, then that would be something to be concerned with. Especially Brevin Jordan, the way that he's speaking about Brevin Jordan.